Earth, also dead.
Good morning, Sophia Cleave said. Happy day before Christmas.
She was speaking to the disembodied head. It was the head of a child, just a head, no body attached, floating by itself in mid-air. It was tenacious, the head. This was its fourth day in her house. She'd opened her eyes this morning and it was still here, this time hovering over the wash basin, watching itself in the mirror. It swiveled to face her as soon as she spoke to it, and when it saw her, it... Can something with no neck or shoulders be said to bow? It definitely dipped itself, sort of tipped forward with its eyes down, respectful, then up again, courtly and bright. A bow or a curtsy? Was it male or female? What it was very well-mannered, polite, the head of a good, polite child, still pre-language maybe, because quite silent, now the size of a cantaloupe. Was it ironic or a failing to be more at home with melons than children? Lucky for her, Arthur had caught on quickly when he was small that she preferred children to aspire to being less childlike. Though quite unlike a melon in that it had a face and a thick head of hair.